This is Fresh Air. Today, Apple TV Plus premieres the first three episodes of its new 8-part drama series, Constellation, starring Noomi Rapace and Jonathan Banks. The remaining episodes of this science fiction story, in which Rapace plays an astronaut on an ill-fated space mission, will stream weekly. Our TV critic David Biancooley has seen all of them and has this review.
Constellation, the new drama series streaming on Apple TV+, starts in outer space with an astronaut struggling to survive and return safely to Earth after things go horribly wrong. This has long been familiar film territory, from the orbital collision in Apollo 13 and the deadly stowaway in Alien to the twisting perceptions of reality in Gravity. Constellation, created and written by former Doctor Who writer Peter Harness, borrows a bit from all of those. It's a very tricky story to follow, but in the end, and by the end, it's a very moving one. In Constellation, the International Space Station, with a handful of astronauts aboard, is in orbit when it collides with an unidentified object, crippling most of the onboard systems. That's the Apollo 13 part. An emergency evacuation leaves a single astronaut waiting behind to repair and pilot the craft, while time, space, and memory seem to shift, as does reality itself. That's what Sandra Bullock's astronaut went through in Gravity. And finally, there's something mysterious and otherworldly on board, something potentially lethal. So there's Alien, sort of. But in Constellation, while the spacebound scenes are thrilling and creepy, there's less frantic action in this series overall, and more underlying tension. It's a slow build, and takes several episodes to establish what may or may not be really going on here. But the clues make more sense as you go along, and the more you watch this Constellation, the more profound and disturbing it becomes. Noomi Rapace from The Girl and the Dragon Tattoo and a previous outer space thriller, Prometheus, stars here. She plays Joe Erickson, an astronaut on the space station, who in this early scene is communicating with her 10-year-old daughter, Alice, who's back on Earth. Their conversation is a jumble of perspectives, the daughter's as well as the mother's, interspersed with scenes of previous chats between the two. The daughter asks the mother to read her a story, and it's very personal.
Hi, I'm Johanna. I'm an astronaut. And I work for the European Space Agency.
I live on the International Space Station. I'm going to be up here for a whole year, and I got a very special bedtime story. It's called The Little Rocket Girl. Do you want me to read it?
Yes.
So it goes like this. Up and out in space, it's very cold. The stars move fast and the sun burns hot just to try to stay warm. Up and out in space, it's very quiet. But the worst thing about up and out in space is that it can be very, very lonely.
That exchange, where Joe admits to being very lonely in space, happens before the orbital collision that rips everything apart. The daughter, Alice, is played by twin actresses, Rosie and Davina Coleman, who rotate in the role, so I don't know which one acted in that scene, or in the other scene I'm about to play. But that's fascinating to know here, and somehow fitting, because after a while, Joe the astronaut begins to suspect that her daughter isn't the same little girl she left behind. And Joe isn't the only one with suspicions or identity issues. Jonathan Banks from Breaking Bad co-stars as a former astronaut named Henry Caldera, who is now a scientist with a top-secret experiment aboard the endangered space station. At times, he acts like two different people, and there may be a reason. Psychologists in the space program believe that both Joe and Henry suffer from high-altitude psychosis, which explains, to them, the astronauts' post-mission bouts of confusion, memory loss, and paranoia. But Henry is seeking another explanation, one he explains slowly and patiently to Joe's daughter when they finally meet.
Have you ever heard of quantum physics?
Yes. I don't know what they are.
Would you like to?
Sure.
For a long time, the way that we understood the world was governed by what is called classical physics. You know what that is?
Kind of.
It is a basic way of measuring and predicting things. Then along came people like Albert Einstein. Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
Yeah. He started to look into really small things like atoms, subatomic particles, waveforms. And it began to look like classical physics didn't apply anymore, which is mysterious. It's not predictable in ways we currently understand. For example, the same thing can be in two different states at the same time. You could have a particle, for instance, the exact same particle. There's a world in which that particle is black and a world in which that particle is white. And there's a kind of point of liminal space between those worlds where the particle is black and white at the same time. And they don't seem to want to decide which state they'll be until someone looks at them.
Complicated? Absolutely. Over the 8 installments of Constellation, perspectives change, stories change, even people change. Scenes that look one way and mean one thing in Episode 1 are turned inside out when they return in Episode 6 or 7. It's a story full of unreliable narrators and a TV show where the images are more important and revealing than the dialogue. And because the visuals are crucial throughout, the directors of this series are crucial too. Oliver Hirschbiegel and Joseph Seder direct the later episodes stunningly. But the mood and look are established in the all-important first ones by Michelle MacLaren, who directed some of the most brilliant episodes of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. Watching Constellation takes commitment, patience, and attention, but you'll be rewarded for that effort with a haunting story that at its center is about the love between a mother and a daughter. It really touched me. At least it did in this universe.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed Constellation, the new series on Apple TV+. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, New York Times journalist Alan Foyer joins us to break down the mounting legal challenges of former President Donald Trump. As Trump seeks to gain the Republican presidential nomination, he faces 91 felony charges across 4 states and several lawsuits, many with dates in court that run right up to the presidential election. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Saman, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.